Good afternoon. Welcome to our English International Service. Today, I'd like to preach from Philippians. I haven't preached for a long time, but this year, Pastor Chris had a sabbatical, so he or God gives me the opportunity to preach in English. Let's preach. Please pray for Pastor Chris. He's a retinal detachment, is in English? Is it? Yeah. So I heard from his wife, he has to keep his body toward the ground for a week. He cannot move, because he has put some gas in the eyeball, so maybe after the treatment or some reasons, he cannot stand or, you know, can't see the heaven. Weak. And Naomi-san was worried that Chris has a back or neck problem, so probably, you know, just keep head down. Maybe his neck could hurt some way, so please for his neck either. Okay, I'd like to preach Philippians. Title is Love Can Discern the Way. I started the preach from Philippians February. So this is the second time from the Epistle of Philippians. So let me read first Philippians 1:7-8. Before I read, let's let me explain about the Philippi, or the Church of Philippi. This is the map. As you know, the Philippi is here on the second mission journey of Paul. He in the first mission trip, he goes around this area, and the second time, he got vision at Troas. And then he went across the sea and went to Philippi. This is the... during the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, including concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. This is Acts 16:9. So they went to Philippi, across the sea, and went to Philippi. Do you know what happened to them? Yeah, they got caught without any reason, and they were beaten, and they put in the jail. But Paul and Silas were singing even in jail, so the earthquake happened, so the doors of the jails are open, but nobody escaped the jail, because they want to be there, because they feel heaven in jail. So the jailer jumped into the jail, but nobody was escaped. So he was saved. He was the first fruit of the Philippi. So we don't know the jailer and family is still the member of the church in Philippi, but for sure they are the founder of the church. And after some years, Paul sent the letter to Philippi. So let's read verse 7 to 8. Chapter 1. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart, and whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you sharing in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart, and whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. I skipped the first part because I preached from the first part last time. In verse 3, Paul said, I thank God every time I remember you. Whenever he prays for Philippi, Paul have some thankful heart to God because they support Paul so much. In verse 4, in all my prayer for all of you, I always pray with joy because your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. In the first day when he get there. And now the Church of Philippi support Paul. So whenever he pray for the Church of Philippi, he feels joy, he feels happy. Always pray with joy. Do you have somebody when you pray, you feel joy? If somebody is supporting you, maybe you feel joy if you pray for him or her. So as you know, the joy is the key word of this letter. The letter of Philippians is the letter of joy. Because Paul was writing to the people he very like. You know, he prays or he thinks he feels joy. So the letter to the Philippians is filled with is this feel of joy. So the verse I read, verse 7, Paul said, it is right for me to feel this way about all of you. It is right. So feel this way means I feel joy about all of you. I feel joy is right. It is perfect, natural. You know, I feel so joyful when you feel it is right. Yeah, this is. I couldn't stand. He said, and that this is the key. It doesn't matter, Paul, whether it changes or not. He was chained when he wrote this letter. The first time he went to Philippi, he was chained. And this time, when he write the letter to Philippi, he was chained. He was in jail or got guard or something. But he, for him, it didn't matter in chain or not, confirming, defending and confirming the gospel. Because when you think about the church of Philippi, he felt joy. Even he got chained. He couldn't move. He cannot go anywhere. But it's okay for him. Since I have you in my heart, when Paul prayed for Philippians, in his heart, Philippians is here. So, like the Church of Philippi, the Philippians were like Hokkaido for Paul. You know Hokkaido is? It's Kaido. Do you know Kaido is? No? In winter, in Japan, we use something hot, you know. How do you say in English? Yeah, it's like this. Yes, hot tub. Yes. Yeah, we call it Hokkaido, you know. Yes, it's a brand name, though. Yeah. So, like, when I read this, you know, the people of Philippi works like this for Paul. When he prayed for them, so something, some hot feeling, warm feelings comes from heart. Yeah. Hot tub, yeah. I heard there's some USB hot tub recently. You know that? No. But Paul don't need this. You know. He has to pray for the Philippians. And it makes us happier if you have someone to share the good things, you know. He feels very happy because he said, I have you in my heart, and whether I'm in chains or defending, confirm the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. All of you share in God's grace with me. The reason why he feels joy is, of course, Paul have God's grace, but he knows that the people in Philippi have the same grace, and we have the same grace. So he feels very happy, very joyful. Not only me, but you, Philippians. You know this grace, and you have the same grace now. So he feels so joyful. And that's why in KJV says, partakers of my grace. They are partakers of my grace. If you have good food, do you just eat by yourself? Is happy for you? But if you, even it's not good food, if you have somebody who likes, eat together, share, is happy, right? Yeah. So I think that is the feeling of Paul. You know. I have this wonderful grace, and you know how wonderful is this. And we share this grace. You're the partaker of my grace. So even just through some couple sentences, we feel Paul's joy. And Paul said, God can testify how I long for all of you. How I long for all of you. I really want to see you. I long for you. Of course, he cannot go anywhere because he was chained. And just pray for them, he feels joy. But since he feels joy, he wants to see them. Yeah. I long for you so badly. And Paul said, God can testify. God is my witness how I long for you. God knows. God can testify how I long for you with the affection of Christ Jesus. This word affection, this word affection is love, the same meaning. And this the word, original word, is a very important word in New Testament. That is, in Greek, sprag-kunizomai. Sprag-kunizomai. Please remember one Greek word. Okay, you know agape or some others, but remember, it's hard to remember though. Sprag-kunizomai. Sprag-kunizomai means bold. Here. Yeah. And in Gospels, we can see Jesus had this affection, love, sprag-kunizomai. In Mark 41, filled with compassion, Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man who had leprosy. Yeah. He touched the man. Yeah. If he touched him, he could have got the disease, though. But he reached out the hand because he had sprag-kunizomai in himself. So his love moved him and reached out the man. And Luke 10:33, this is in Good Samaritan parable. But the Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. This is the same word. The Bible translators had a hard time to put the good word for sprag-kunizomai because this is so strong word. Stronger than love. So sometimes compassion, sometimes pity, sometimes affection, sometimes love, the same word. But this is in parable, but the Samaritan, when he saw the man was beaten and wounded and lay down, even he was a Samaritan and he's a Jew, but he could not ignore because he had sprag-kunizomai in his mind. So Paul used this word only here in his old letters. Only here used this word. I can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. In Paul's heart, Christ Jesus' sprag-kunizomai is like a, how can I say, fountain. So I want to see you. Strong love in Paul's heart. So I can tell this is love letter, right? Love letter, very beautiful and compassionate love letter from Paul to the Philippians. Let me read next part, 9-11. And this is my prayer. This is my prayer. Paul loves them with sprag-kunizomai. Want to see you. Whenever I pray, I feel with joy. But I could not come to you. I could not see you. So I pray. What he prays. This is my prayer. That your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. This is Paul's prayer. This is the prayer from Paul to the people who loved. So this prayer is very important. Paul's prayer for the Philippians, your love may abound more and more. Of course, the Philippians love Paul, and Paul loved them. But Paul prayed for your love abound more and more, more. Of course, he knows they love him, and the church of Philippi is the church of love. But he prayed to God, their love will be abound more, not enough, more and more and more. Of course, this prayer is also the prayer for us, for the church. Our love is not enough. Our love could abound more and more. And abound in knowledge and depth of insight. Have you ever think about your love can abound in knowledge and depth of insight? Probably we think love is just feeling, right? Emotion or feeling. But Paul said, I pray your love abound in more and more in knowledge and depth of insight. I've never heard. So love is not feeling, is not just feeling, but knowledge. Of course, love is feeling, but knowledge is important. Our love is based on knowledge. So we must learn love intellectually, because knowledge, we have to learn more. And also, depth of insight. So love needs insight, right? Like, insight is the discernment or judgment. Yeah. This is very important. But when we love somebody, we have to know how we could love this one, this body, this people, intellectually, and also we know the timing or judgment, this way or that way, which way is the best, what timing is the best, what way is the best. We have to discern. We have to select, or we have to judge through all these selections, options. If we miss the timing, maybe our love could not convey particularly. When your friend have stomach ache, do you bring a big pizza from Cocos? No. If your friend is so hungry, maybe you bring the big pizza. This is so we have to judge. We have to discern which is good way. So this is the important aspect of love. This is what Paul's prayer. Your love abound in knowledge and depth of insight. Of course, Holy Spirit help us to make the right decision. So we have to pray, Holy Spirit, give us insight, and we could make the good decision, good judgment, to show our love, to show God's love. So this is prayer. And if abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, Paul showed the three results. One, love may be able to discern what is best. Love is may be able to discern what is best. So we are always struggling to discern what is best, but if our love is enhanced, love helps us. Our love is big enough, we can have a right choice. So love can discern what is best. And result number two, love makes us pure and blameless. Love makes us pure and blameless for the day of Christ, for the day of Christ. When we see Christ, Christ will see how we are pure and blameless. But we cannot be pure just pray or just live. We cannot be blameless without love. If our love abound in knowledge and depth of insight, we could be pure and blameless. Wow, that's great news. So, yeah, we need love because I want to see Jesus with pure and blameless. If we see Jesus said, you are not so pure. You have something, dirt in the inside. I want to blame this part and that part. I don't want to be like that. But if our love abound, we could pure and blameless for the day of Christ. And number three, love fill us with the fruit of righteousness. Oh, love gives us the fruit of righteousness. If we are filled with love, we can live with righteous mind. We can be the righteous man or righteous woman. The fruit of righteousness. The righteousness is fruit. But in order to get the fruit of righteousness, we need love. Filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to glory and praise of God. All these things are not to pray, glorify or praise for us, but to glory and praise of God. If we are filled with joy, filled with love, our God will be praised. God will be glorified. That is good. So love is the key. That was the key. That's why Paul prayed for the Philippians, your love may abound more and more. Your love may abound more and more. This is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of prayer. So this afternoon, I'd like to you put your prayer list. Put your prayer list. Lord, may our God, may my love abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight. Let's pray every day, you know. Because this love comes from God, comes from Jesus Christ. We cannot make this true love by our effort. Only God can give us. Only God can abound. That's why Paul prayed to God. God, abound their love more and more. The Philippians, they are full of love. They are lovely people. They are they support me, and whenever I pray for them, I fill with love. But Lord, abound. No limit. Love has no limit. And this love is what? In Greek, sprag kunizomai. This is the love of Jesus. Love from here. Love from bowl. Yeah. Love from depth of in your mind. Yeah. Like Jesus. Naturally comes. So if love moves us, if love leads us, if love is the motive of our life will be abundant. Amen? Remember this Greek word? Sprag kunizomai. Yeah. This love. Yeah. I do pray, Lord, we need your love, strong and powerful, hot. And I'd like to move from this love, not my purpose, not my sinful motive, but pure your love, abound in knowledge and depths of insight. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you. This letter Paul wrote to the Philippians. Paul really loved Philippians because they've been support for Paul from the first day when Paul was there. But he could not go there. He could not meet them. So he prayed that their love may abound more and more and more and more. Lord, we pray now. Our love is so small, so weak, so fragile. Lord, abound our love like Jesus, true love. Then we could discern. Then we could be pure and blameless, and we could have the fruit of righteousness. Thank you that this wonderful grace is in us, and we are now with the true love of God. In Jesus' name, amen.